And charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
Oh my goodness, it's off the rails today. Actually, we're talking about children and children's causes and children's charities today, and I have David Lane in the studio.
Hi.
And people go, that's not children's charities, that's city council. I beg to differ. He is the treasurer of the Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City, and right. I'm the media specialist, I guess they call it. I'm not a board member yet.
Yeah, you will be.
You know what yet means, right?
Yeah, it means we've all told you.
No, it means you're eligible, too. That's what yet means. So anyway, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. I'm Paul Lavoie, and, of course, David Lane. Noma Byerly will be joining us later from the Arizona Children's Association, which is a very worthwhile nonprofit. And we're going to be talking about, with Noma, how you can support the AZCA, and they've got a, it's actually pretty good. We'll just get into that towards the bottom of the hour when Noma comes in. It's arizonaschildren.org/bid. They're having a bids for kids type, event that's online. Dave, if you don't mind, can I call you Dave?
Please.
I've never really called you Dave, Councilman.
No, please call me Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents named me that.
Or can I call you officer?
No, that
I almost
retired.
Said it the wrong way.
Yeah.
All right. So the county, this is important. Tomorrow, Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses are being put into arms, let's say. Tomorrow, April 7th, at the Northside Fire Station on Kiowa Boulevard. So I know you know all about this. There's 250 appointments that were available. I'm not sure where they're at with that now. I went on yesterday, and they still had appointments, but you want to go to the county's website at mojavecounty.us, mojavecounty.us, and go to the COVID Response Hub, I believe it's called, and there'll be a link there for the state. It's the ADHS. You make the appointment through them,
right.
And then they call it, you know, it's funny, they call it a walk-up clinic. But you can't walk up. You have to have an appointment.
Have an appointment.
So there you have it. All right. Let's see. Got this from Supervisor Ron Gould's office. He wants your input heard on county road projects and priorities. County Transportation Commission will be listening to input from the public on their 5-year capital improvement road project prioritization at 2 upcoming public meetings. Say that 3 times, man. The first meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 13th at 2:30 at the County Library in Bullhead City. That's a week from today at 2:30, 1170 Hancock Road, Bullhead City. The second meeting is May 11th at 2:30 in Lake Havasu City with no location announced yet. If you have any questions, call Barbara at Supervisor Gould's office, 928-453-0735. And trust me, that will not be the last time you hear that PSA or that mention for what are they calling it? A county road projects and priorities. I guess it's like a workshop, public input session. So we've got more to talk about. There's more Kiwanis stuff happening in Bullhead City, but I'll talk about that later in the hour. And then the D-backs play today on the sports station. They're at Colorado. I love that because they rock in Coors Field. Their record in Coors Field lifetime is like over 500.
Wow.
Yeah, they somewhat own the Rockies, and they hit well in that park. We'll see. This year is a different year. So anyway, 5:40 first pitch tonight from Denver.
Isn't every year a different year?
Well, for the D-backs lately, man, it's like it's like Russian roulette of pitching staffs this year. You just don't know what's going to happen once they go to the pen or their starters. It's kind of, they have to hit this year to do anything. Also, check this out, David. Movie passes with popcorn for Movies Havasu. I've got five of them, and I'm going to give them away with these beer pint glasses.
Well, those are nice.
How cool is that? I might even throw in some boat show passes and bundle. I'm in a bundling mood today.
Wow. Yeah, boat show. That's Marine Association's holding their boat show this weekend.
I don't want to say bungle because then I'll mess up the show. I'll bungle it somehow. But I'm in a bundling mood today.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and if you want to talk to myself or David, it's 854-KNTR 928. 854-5687. But you're the guest. You do some talking.
Oh, which you do so well.
But okay, Kiwanis Easter Basket. So a lot of people saw that in the newspaper.
We did. If you didn't see it, it's a great picture of a bunch of us. I even had a Mad Hatter's hat on with ears.
It's like from a mile away.
Yeah. I had a pink bow tie on.
I had to crop it, and I'm like, I've got to get these guys in closer a little bit. But no, it worked because 220 baskets.
And that's why the picture was so wide. Right. It wasn't important as to who was in the picture. What was important was we wanted to get all 220 baskets.
Well, what's more important is who the baskets went to.
Exactly. And, you know, those baskets went to the Havasu Community Health Foundation's Food Bank and to Haven Family Resource Center, the place where people that have some problems that we can get them there.
A lot of families go there on their worst days.
On their worst days, yeah. Absolutely. So yes. We're very lucky to have them. And speaking of the Easter baskets, we have to throw a few shout outs out there. A&B Propane.
Absolutely.
They are building a new facility over there by College Street, and they're not moved in yet, so they allowed us to use their building because it's empty, so we could set up a bunch of tables to make those baskets. And also, Erin Taylor over at First Things First, and I bet you she's even listening to the show, and because we met her because of this show when we were on there.
She's a really – if your group needs a speaker – yeah. She does a very good presentation.
She does.
Just off the – I'm not talking about slideshows or anything like that, but you will learn a ton about First Things First.
And they donated every Easter basket had a child's book in it that they gave us. And then about 90% of them we actually ran out. But a little packet with toothbrushes and toothpaste and stuff. So not just candy, but a way to clean their teeth afterwards. And that was all donated to the cause from First Things First, which, as I said, when Aaron actually heard our president, Stephanie Whitaker, and I here on the show a couple months ago, and she called and said she'd like to be a guest speaker, and she's actually been to a couple meetings now. And so
I'll never forget how to spell that. Stephanie's name after this project.
Yeah.
I make that solemn promise right here on the air in front of all Havasuvians and the tri-state area. It's not spelled like Whitaker, folks. It's spelled like white car.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah. For those of you that didn't see it, Paul sent me the press release.
The proof.
To approve it. Yeah. And he spelled her name like six different times.
Six different ways. Yeah.
on the same page.
Not six. Maybe two.
Some of them, well, the funny part is
you politicians exaggerate.
In other places, you spelt it right on the same page.
Right. I know.
So that's what we've been doing now. And then, of course, you all know that Kiwanis does the Toys for Tots with the local Marine Corps League, Detachment 757. We have a partnership with them. So, you know, Kiwanis really focuses on kids. That's our big thing is to help the children of the world thrive and to build tomorrow's leaders. And
serve the children of the world. That's absolutely it.
We take that oath every Thursday at our meetings, and we're here to serve the children of the world. And we're really lucky. We have key clubs at both high school, the Lake Havasu High School, and at Telesis. They're very active.
And a very good advisor for that, Stephanie Luares.
Well, Stephanie's the Builders Club.
Oh, she's Builders
Club
now.
So Stephanie Whitaker is the Key Club advisor.
Oh, perfect. And that's where she came from.
That's where she came from. And then we have Ginger Balboni is the faculty advisor at the high school. And And I knew this was going to happen as soon as I started saying names.
Telesis?
Yeah, at Telesis it is Marty Nash.
Okay.
She is the faculty advisor over at Telesis. And then we're also, for those regular listeners, you've heard this, we're starting a citywide builders club. And that is Stephanie Luaris. We'll be running that. She just got all the paperwork and everything for it. We've been accepted. We're going to be meeting at the Aquatic Center. And this will be for all students at the junior high school level.
Yes.
So, and it's an age-appropriate student-led organization, you know, again, building the leaders. And we hope that they will go from a builder's club to a key club and then eventually into Kiwanis as they get older.
And you folks listening at these agencies that have fundraisers, those clubs are there so those kids can get, or young people can get experience with helping out with events and getting out in the public and helping make it happen. Volunteerism.
They volunteer.
That's why we form those clubs, for the young people, so they can learn volunteerism as well.
And they volunteer at every event that we ask them to. And sometimes they come to us and say, hey, did you hear about this event? We want to volunteer. One of the things that they're going to be volunteering at here in just a couple weeks.
Are you voluntelling them now?
No. We are holding, as you may or may not know, mm-hmm. the Kiwanis of Lake Havasu City has Adopt a Highway, and we have State Route 95 from Kiowa up to the Wash.
Oh, boy.
And several times a year we clean it up. Right now, if you drove down there, you would think that we never clean it up, but it does get cleaned up.
Well, we just had a pretty windy March, in all fairness.
The desert scrub brush along the highway seems to collect it all.
Absolutely.
But on Saturday, April 17th, from 8 to 10, we're going to be doing a highway cleanup. So all the Kiwanians will be out there. The Key Club will be out there. And if any members of the community want to come out and help us clean up the highway, they can do that. There's actually some people that have reached out to us that are just citizens here that said, hey, we want to help clean up the highway, and they go out there quite often on behalf of Kiwanis and help clean out the highway as well.
So, David, you know I'm the late Paul Lavoie when it comes to Kiwanis meetings because I'm on the air.
That is correct.
And I have to be. So make sure you fill me in on how to pick up my vest and my little walking stick or whatever it is I have to pick up trash with.
We will have them there that morning at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. We
meet in front of Staples.
Better have large coffee for me.
You can bring your own coffee. We will bring you vest, gloves, and plastic bags.
I guess I can do the coffee.
Yeah. We will have donuts. We'll have some donuts. But yeah,
I didn't say I want a coffee and donuts.
Well,
I can't do the donuts, but I could definitely do some coffee.
Well, you know, I'm a retired policeman.
That's what I was thinking. You stepped in it. All right. Perfect.
Oh, you know, I used to stand there in uniform. I'd stand outside the donut store eating a donut, and people would look and laugh. And say, I'm just living the legend.
That's funny.
Living the legend.
Yeah, you've got to live up to that urban legend status, right, of coffee and donuts for the police officer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. You know why that ever came about, right?
No.
Because way back in the day when I was a young man, still had hair and worked the beat.
Many moons ago.
The only thing that was open was Denny's, which is where everybody went after the bars closed.
Sure.
So the last thing you want to do is to be an officer in a restaurant with a bunch of intoxicated patrons. The only other place would be the guy making the donuts. He'd be in his store. And so the back door would be open, and we'd sit in there and write our reports. And that's where that all came about.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a couple other programs here in Kiwanis here that are very popular. The flag program is one of the hugest or largest programs we have. That's where 7 days out of the year, President's Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, 9/11, Veterans Day, and Pearl Harbor Day.
Listen to this, folks. Listen to how much this is to put a flag in your yard. 7 different days of the year.
$40 a year.
That's less than $6 a holiday. And they pick it up for you.
They put it, and we use the children.
I should say we, right?
I say children. You know, we use young adults that come out. And if the student at the high school will volunteer to do all 7 days, we pay their sports fees for them. So, wow. Yeah, it comes out to about $25 an hour for them to volunteer when you take into account the sports fees.
That's a really nice incentive, though, because a lot of parents would appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. So we have kids from the Booster Club that do that. We're also getting some help from the Sea Scouts and also from the Girl Scouts to put flags out, pick flags up, and that's all volunteers. When you see people putting those flags out in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon, it's all volunteer.
Okay, so the only thing that a person that subscribes to the program has to worry about in their yard is what?
There's a piece of PVC pipe. It's a receptacle that we will come out. It's and we put it in your yard. It sticks up about an inch or so. Has a little red cap on it so that the people putting the flag out can find it in the morning.
Right.
And it'll be myself. I actually run the program for Kiwanis. So either myself or Fred Robbins, he's also one of our Kiwanians, will come out and put that in your yard. And then you don't have to do anything other than every year I'll send you an invoice for $40. And
The homeowner has choice of placement for that, right? For the PVC?
I try to knock on the door and say, where would you like it? We try to put it as close to the curb as possible so people driving down the street can see it. It's also easier for the students to put the flag out. But I try to line it up so if you're looking at your front window, you get to see the flag out your front
yard.
What
a great way to show your patriotism to your neighbors and the rest of Lake Havasu City.
And we do about 650 flags on every holiday.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
The biggest subscriber we have is the funeral home. Leeds Frey's funeral home has 31 flags that go around their property,
right.
And those are all Kiwanian flags.
Hey, David, let's take a short break.
Sure.
I don't want to short you on any time or anything. So
no.
We need to go to a break, pay some bills. I'm Paul Lavoie along with David Lane. He's the Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City treasurer. And there's word out there that there might be some people looking for a service club to join.
Hey, you know what? If you're looking for a service club to join, this is it.
Let's talk about that after the break.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm Paul Lavoie. A song you may hear tomorrow night at the Flying X Saloon with Black Cat X by Mike Zito. Of course, by way of Prince, this is Little Red Corvette. Stay with us. I'll be right back. Yeah, we're playing Classic Rock Night, buddy. 6 to 10 tomorrow night. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. What have I got to do? What I say? Darling, your mercy. All right, we're back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, also Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. And by all means, patronize our sponsors. Let them know you love the fact that they sponsor Speak Out. And by all means, right now, stay safe, buy local, and dine local. I bought local this weekend. I could have ordered off of Amazon a carpet shampooer, a couple other things like printer ink, things like that. Yeah, I bought local.
I try to buy local as much as possible. In fact, when I ran for office both times, everything that I bought, all my campaign stuff, was all bought from local small businesses here in Havasu.
I almost forgot. We got a phone call during the break.
Did.
And, Jack, you had something to say about the apothecary shop.
Right. I was over there yesterday, and they are taking appointments for the vaccines, if anybody's interested in going there.
Oh, interesting. So is this the Johnson & Johnson or the Moderna? Do you know?
Well, it's a two-shot vaccine.
It's the Moderna, then.
Yeah, okay. It's a two-shot vaccine, and they're taking, and they have openings, quite a bit of openings.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So do you know what time they're doing that?
They have a running schedule about every half an hour.
Nice. So you do the shot. Well, you do the interview, you do the shot, and then you sit there for 15 minutes while they observe, and then you can go, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done the first shot yet. My appointment's not till next week.
Oh, I didn't want to ask you because that would kind of be a HIPAA violation, wouldn't it, David?
Well, yes. I said it, so that's okay.
Yes. All right, perfect.
You just go in there, and the girl at the front desk will take your name, put you down for your time slot that you can make it, and then it's all good.
Great. Jack, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for listening to Speak Out. So, all right, back to business.
Yeah, we do have a listener, another listener out there, because Erin just texted me saying thanks for this, for that she is listening to the show.
She's a regular now.
She is.
So, yeah, we'll give Erin more shout-outs, and Erin needs to send us more PSAs for First Things First.
I think she just got the word right.
All right, so there's I know of one service club out there, which will go unnamed, which has members who may be looking for a club right now.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say why.
No,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've heard that there's, you know, people come and go from different organizations all the time. We lose members, we gain members. Right now, we're at 27 members. We're one of the largest growing clubs, and we are the fastest growing in the Kiwanis district.
In the Southwest district.
In the Southwest district.
Oh, interesting.
So, and we would love to have people come and join. We meet every Thursday at noon at Mackay Cafe.
Right.
So if you think you might like to join, come have lunch with us. You can reach me or anybody, actually, but we have a telephone. Our telephone number is 928-733-9803. Or you can email me at kiwanis.lhc.treasurer@gmail.com. That's kiwanis.lhc.treasurer@gmail.com. And once again,
does that mean if we have a visitor that the lunch is on the club? How does that work?
Yes.
Wonderful place to eat, by the way.
It is a good place to eat. And we will we want you to come and have lunch with us. And we'll actually buy you lunch a couple times because we want you to come to a couple meetings and make sure that it's a good fit for you.
And us.
Well, you know, if you care about children and enriching children's lives, then you're going to fit right in, which is a good thing.
And there's a lot of fellowship there. And the Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City, right now we're doing these socials. That are a lot of fun. The last one was at the racetrack.
It was. We had a lot of fun at the raceway hosted us, and we had the little section set off for us, and we had food and drink, and it was a lot of fun. And we're having another social this month.
Right. It's a good. It's kind of, well, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be a surprise for one of our members.
I know
it's in my backyard.
You've got a list there, so we kind of want to go through the, especially those benches.
Oh, you know, one of the programs, anybody here in town in Lake Havasu, if you go to the doctor or you go shopping, you'll see benches around town that say either Kiwanis or they say Golden K, which we used to have two separate clubs. One was called Golden K and one was called Kiwanis. They merged many years ago, and it's all one program. And most of those benches are made out of Trex. There's a few that are out there that...
They're a little weathered.
A little weathered.
Well, it's only 120-something here in
exactly.
the summertime.
And so we try to replace those. So if any of you see a bench that needs repair work or needs to be replaced, give us a call. Again, that number is 928-733-9803. That's our cell phone number for Kiwanis, and we'll get that bench repaired because we want to make sure they're in
good Myron's fix. Literally chomping at the bit. And I say bit in a literal way.
Yeah, and the nice part about that is the other Kiwanis clubs in the region like that program, and they would like to use our template and put benches around their towns as well.
Right.
And so we're working with the other clubs in the region. And we work not just with Kiwanis clubs, but we work with the Rotary clubs, the Lions clubs, all the different service groups. We all work together.
I can't believe I let you say the R word in the studio. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding. We're equal opportunity. We've had Rotarians here also.
And we work really close with them. And like the Shop with a Cop program that we did earlier this year, and or at Christmas time, so just a few months ago, where the Rotary clubs and the Kiwanis club got together, and so
we're down to about a minute, and because I want to bring Noma on to talk about Arizona Children's Association, was there another priority that you wanted to get out there?
Oh, you know, just that we work with kids. We do. We talked about the Key Club at both the high school and Telesis, but we also do scholarships for them. So if you you have a child that is in school, and have them join the Key Club, and then they can apply for scholarships.
Right.
Our group just met here last week, and our budget this year is $10,000 in scholarships that we're going to be giving out.
My goodness.
So, yeah, and last year we did $12,000, and it was a little lower this year because of, obviously, the issues that have surrounded the entire world, but we're getting there.
You know, before I let you go, I really need to mention there was a very impressive donation recently from Terrible Herbst. Why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, Terrible Herbst gave us a huge, huge donation for the Toys for Tots. $15,000?
Yes.
Toys for Tots.
Was it six different stores?
Yeah, all.
With collection boxes?
The entire region.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
$15,000 is like a good return for a golf tournament.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and then we had $15,000 from then. Anderson Toyota gave us $7,500. Only Orchids just donated $1,000 to us, and we're using that to help build up our Builders Club.
Yeah, great new club, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome for the kids. And so, yeah, we get donations, and we give donations. So we give the scholarships to the kids, and we do these different programs to support the kids in the community, and then we get other donations from other groups. So
perfect.
It's all of us working together for a better community.
So you got it all in?
I believe so.
All right, perfect.
So I will see you on... I'll be there Thursday at about 11:45. You'll be there about 11:45.
So, yeah, well, that's kind of out of my control.
It is.
But
you have work to do.
If you're kind of confused why David Lane is on, it's because he's wearing his Kiwanis hat today, not his city council hat. And, by the way, we'll have Jess Knudsen on next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Jess is doing the first slot now, not the mayor.
Correct.
They switch places. So.
Right. Yeah, they switch.
Well, you know, you are in the know on everything, aren't you?
Being on the council, you know, the mayor and one council member come
right.
to, and the mayor had a scheduling conflict, so our city manager, Jess Knudsen, was able to
right.
swap with the mayor for those. So, yeah, we had to be aware so we can make sure that our calendar is ready to come on the fourth Tuesday.
So I may see you on the fourth Tuesday.
It just depends on
right.
Who comes with the mayor, because
right.
it's important for everybody to get out there.
We got to, you have to yield your time, councilman.
I yield the remainder of the hour.
Perfect. Back with more in a moment. We've got Noma Byerly from the Arizona Children's Association. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us. And Speak Out, brought to you in part by the Shagrues family of restaurants, also Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, by Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, with over 1,000 homes sold and counting. And I want to mention that right now it's rattlesnake season. So how to stay safe during rattlesnake season in Arizona. And we posted this article. It's from All About Arizona News. We posted it on our Facebook page. So there's all kinds of tips on what to do and not to do to stay safe during rattlesnake season. Also, Kiwanis Club of Bullhead City, the Morning Club, my former haunt, is having the Bullhead City Expo, firearms, ammo, knives, and coins. And this is on Saturday, April 17th, so a week from this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is $8, two-day passes for $12. And if you want more information, call Beverly, 559-765-8388. And as promised, we have Noma on. Noma Byerly. She is with the Arizona Children's Association. And welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Very nice of you to drop in. Always nice to have people in the studio, not on the phone.
Yes.
It's much more personal that way. Mm-hmm. And if you have a question for Noma, give us a call, 854-5687, 928-854-5687. And I'm going to give away those movie passes with Mojave Mortgage beer pint glasses and boat show passes during the next break. So when I go to break, go ahead and call, and we'll I'll bundle that all up for you in a nice little bow and put your name on it. So how you like them apples? All right, so let's talk about Arizona Children's Association. There's so many different children's advocacy groups out there and nonprofits. What's the history of the Arizona Children's Association?
Well, Arizona's Children's Association is one of the oldest and largest statewide comprehensive child welfare and behavioral health nonprofit agencies in Arizona. For more than 108 years, ASCA has stayed true to their mission of protecting children, empowering youth, and strengthening families, serving more than 40,000 children and families in each year all 15 counties in the state.
So there's somebody like you in all 15 counties of the state.
Yes, I actually am the office manager three for the last, I've been with ASCA 17 years. That's our acronym there, Arizona's Children's Association.
I love acronyms.
Yes. But we did start in May of 1912. We began as an orphanage by a group of Missionary Society of the First Christian Church.
Here in Arizona, in Tucson.
Yes. So we started out as an orphanage, but as we learned the needs of the children and the families, we continue to provide life-changing programs and services for our children. We continue to provide tools and education to a variety of parents and caregivers, which were necessary to pursue a life of quality and compassion within our communities.
Now, we didn't have a whole lot of time before the interview, so if you don't know the answer, just, you don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know most people that are in executive positions at a nonprofit, they'll know the budget. What size budget nonprofit is this? Do you know?
That I don't know, but okay. We do have a community impact letter that we do send out, which
she
can give
prepared, folks.
Can give that information and can give you more about that 90 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to the support programs and services.
That's impressive.
And
you have a 10% admin. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's very impressive.
So this was our impact letter, and you can. I'm happy for you to give me a call, and I'll get you on our mailing list.
It's not that critical. I was just wondering. I mean, I know you're in all 15 counties.
Yes.
So I'm thinking it's one of the larger nonprofits.
We are one of the largest and oldest. Yes.
Wow.
We are. Yes.
So. I'm gonna kind of go off the beaten path, off the script a little bit.
Okay.
Do children in Tucson, for example, have different needs than children in other parts of the state, or children in Mojave County, for example?
Well, I would not presume so. I can't give you an exact answer on that, but I do know that here in Mojave County, we have 9 programs, and throughout the state, we have over 25 programs.
What do you mean by programs? What type of programs?
Programs that we provide services to. As I go on with the conversation, I'll share with you like foster care and adoption.
Okay.
And give you the information that we have about that. We work with first-time parents. We work with teen parents, foster and adoptive parents, kinship and relative caregivers.
I bet grandparents.
Grandparents
would be a
raising
big
grand
category.
That in Mojave County is very large.
Absolutely.
And I do speak in the terms of Mojave County rather than Lake Havasu, and particularly when I'm sharing the information about Arizona's Children's Association.
Gotcha.
Because we have children, depending upon the homes that we might have in Lake Havasu, perhaps we don't have enough homes for a child to be placed in, so they would be placed in a home in Bullhead or Kingman or perhaps Prescott or Tucson, as well as vice versa. Maybe there's not the capability of having a child somewhere else, so they're placed in our wonderful homes.
Sure. I completely understand. So, and there's a vetting process with all of that, correct?
Vetting.
As in investigation, background.
And that is all on the Department of Child
Safety. Oh, okay. So you work hand in hand.
We are contracted with them. Yes, we are not the Department of Child Safety. We are contracted through them.
Okay, yeah. So you said 9 services provided.
Mm-hmm.
What are those 9 services again?
So we have them, depending upon what contract we have. Under the contract we have with the Department of Child Safety, we have foster care and adoption, where we take the family through the process of becoming licensed foster families,
okay,
and then certified adoption. And then children, if they are removed from the home by DCS, they will send out a request for placement.
Right.
And so if we're able to take care of that need, then the child is placed in one of our homes. And it's very confidential. Very
right.
confidential. And
so you have families that are on a waiting list or that sort of thing?
As far as having children
yes.
in their home? Right
as
now.
As far as placement.
Well, at this time, to my understanding, we have full homes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you working with CASA and
CASA
groups
also,
like that?
CASA does work with the children. They're the advocate for the child.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
but we do are affiliated with them in as far as resource.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Let's talk about now Mojave County. You're a pretty big organization in Mojave County, obviously.
Yes.
Where are you based here in Havasu?
Yes, our main office is here in Lake Havasu. We actually began services 25 years ago here in Lake Havasu by one worker who is still with us, and
wow.
in our and working the same program. And we have 30 workers throughout Mojave County, and then myself as admin.
So those are paid staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have volunteers as well?
We do not have volunteers, but we are working with one mentor who will be working with our young adult program. And that is a new service that we're providing, a mentorship.
Yeah, tell me about that. That's pretty interesting. It almost sounds like a big brothers, big sisters type dynamic.
Actually, it is. I'm going to pull out my
little information here.
So it is, the mentoring program is designed to help foster and build supportive connections with volunteer mentors. A mentor helps build the self-esteem and self-confidence of a youth by sharing in accomplishments and milestones.
Okay.
And so it would mean mentoring 16-year-olds until 21 years of age. Until the age of 21, excuse me. And they need to be 18 years of age.
Okay.
They need to have at least 1 year experience working with young adults.
Mm-hmm.
They need to pass our background check and level 1 fingerprint.
Fingerprint, right.
Yes, and they need to attend initial and ongoing trainings. And they do need to be able to commit to minimum one year relationship with their mentee.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's the ideal candidate for this? Are you looking for maybe a college student that is working on some sort of I wouldn't say a graduate project, but a college student that might be looking for experience in social work?
That might be a good prospect.
That could be a good fit.
Yes, it could be. We want people that are supportive, compassionate, and consistent. It would. We have Andrea Maryhugh, who's out of our Flagstaff office. She is our informant on this program,
mm-hmm.
and I would love for anybody to give me a call at our office, and I would pass on the information. The phone number is 928-680-4458, extension 1752.
Perfect. So 1752 is the extension. Again, that's 928-680-4458. You said there was a young man already who's a candidate?
It actually is a gentleman.
Okay.
And due to confidentiality,
absolutely.
But I think that I've met him and he appears to going to be a very good fit with one of our young adults.
It sounds like something that would be good for a man or a woman.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So if that program, if you would like to expand that program or you would like to help with something like that and you're out in the community, maybe you want to do some volunteer work and help Arizona's Children Association or ASCA.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect acronym, by the way. It's 928-680-4458, extension 1752, and that'll put you right through to Norma Byerly, our guest today. And I want to get to this browse bid by benefiting Arizona's Children Arizona's Children Association. I just want to say Arizona Children's.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah, it's Arizona's Children Association, and your bid can help Arizona's children, youth, and families. Let's talk about this event, because it's coming up very quickly.
Very quickly, and it is our first ever virtual auction, and it is called Browse, Bid, and Buy, and it's online. It's a silent auction, and it'll take place April 10th and 11th, beginning from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And all proceeds will support Arizona's Children Association Child Welfare and Behavioral Health Programs across the state.
Wow.
And because of the generosity of our supporters and the community together, we're able to provide a brighter future for all of our clients, you know, teen parents looking for a break to break the cycle of abuse, or hardworking families who have to find themselves in a crisis. Parents who want to do the best they can for their children. So what is happening in all of our counties, we're trying very hard to put together fun gifts and baskets, and you can actually go on to our website.
Give out web addresses all the time.
It's events.handbid.com/auctions.
Can you get there from arizonaschildren.org?
You may, yes, you may do that as well.
Good.
Where it says donate, that would be the best,
right?
Probably. Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to be reading this PSA throughout the week, by the way. And it's arizonaschildren.org/bid.
Yes.
And I would take it you make a sign in profile type
Yes,
thing.
You would register. Yes.
Right.
And the website I started to say, which it was quite long. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
It actually, once you register, you can go in there and you'll see all these really cool packages they have. Mm-hmm. I actually grabbed some off of the website so I can share them if you'd like.
Oh, what are we talking about? Travel packages?
We
have about three more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have one that's called Glamping Time, and the bid starts at $200 for this one, but you enjoy two first class tickets to ride the Verde Canyon Railroad.
Ooh.
And then after your afternoon adventure, cozy up with two nights stay in a rental cabin at the Verde Valley RV and Camping Resort. So, you know, what a cool thing. Ride the railroad, the train.
That train ride is on my bucket list,
by the way. Exactly.
Wow.
There's also all the horsing around. It's in Tucson. It bid starts at $50, but it's a therapeutic ranch for animals and kids. Here in Lake Havasu, we have a generous donation from London Bridge Resort for a 3-day, 2-night, and a gift certificate at Martini Bay. Crown Jewels also gave us a donation, as well as Human Bean, and we're putting that together into a nice little basket. So hopefully we can get people from the state to say, hey, let's come to Lake Havasu.
I like all of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the Human Bean part.
Yeah, it will be really neat. We're still looking for auction donations, so please contact me as well at that number that Paul gave you earlier,
right?
So that if you would like to donate to the basket, I would love to put it in there.
There you go. 928-680-4458, extension 1752. If you missed that, give me a call at the station later on this afternoon after 1 o'clock. It's 855-9336, or just Google Radio Central and you'll get that number. So isn't it funny how we can Google anything now, right?
Exactly.
I don't even have a phone book.
No.
All right. Anything else you want to squeeze in before I take it to break and give away these movie passes?
I think that I have shared what I can. I'm more than happy to have people give me a call, and I can give them more information.
Perfect. Noma Byerly. She's from Arizona's Children Association. I said it right that time. All right. And again, her number, 680-4458 here in Lake Havasu City, extension 1752. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie, and I'm going to mention this all week, by the way, and I'm going to go look for some stuff.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be back in a moment, and give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, if you want those Movies Havasu passes, along with some free popcorn, and I'll give them to you right here, just for listening to Speak Out. All right, we'll return in just a moment. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Tomorrow, looking forward to Dan DeLosantos coming into the studio. We've got the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Why? Because it's the first Wednesday of the month. That's why Dan always has great guests on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. And we'll see you tomorrow then, 11 o'clock. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. And Hannity is next.